away in racing, and Simon Told Helen began okay. Hardstyle Rico won the start, and he's looking to cross, and cross he does. Hardstyle Rico led them clearly, put three on Zipping Sullivan, then Simon Told Helen, Tommy Shelby, three lengths away, Tough Tears, Tick Along Talk, then Shimmer Shine, and seeing them all, Lucy's Milo, but Hardstyle Rico stretches them out, led it four lengths in the Melbourne Cup to Simon Told Helen, and then Tommy Shelby, but it is all Hardstyle Rico, and he is going to absolutely bolt the Melbourne Cup in. Hardstyle Rico by five lengths to Simon Told Helen, third Tommy Shelby, and then Tick Along Talk.
Oh, it was a stunning win, breaking the track record in the process. Hardstyle Rico taking out the greatest greyhound race in the world, and now he's been retired to become a super sire. How are you, Mick? What a win last Friday night.
It was absolutely amazing, Michael. Good morning, everyone. Yeah, it was flawless is the best way I'd use to describe that effort. It was brilliant out of the boxes. There's a great overhead shot as the field leaves the boxes, and he's in front before they got off the mat. And once he crossed the field through that first turn, look, they were never going to catch him. Those splits he ran was absolutely outstanding. And look, it was just a brilliant performance from start to finish. So lucky he came with Sarkos a little while ago, and he was pretty confident the dog would break 29 seconds, which is a massive statement in itself. And he'd never really shown that at Sandown particularly, but he put the writing on the wall with that effort, the Silver Bullet at the Meadows, ran the fifth fastest time ever there. His heat win was outstanding, and he had him absolutely cherry ripe on the night. It was just a flawless performance, and full credit to Lucky, who not only trains the greyhound, but he bred, reared, broke in, did all the work with him early doors. So for him to bring him from the very, very start with a greyhound that he bred off a line that has been the family for a long time, and to conquer Everest, as he said, was just a phenomenal achievement.
Yeah, it was a wonderful story, and it was great chatting with him last Saturday morning. I love the vision that you put out on social media of Lucky behind the boxes, and he knew as soon as Hardstyle hit the front that he wasn't going to get run down.
It was certainly the case looking at the race beforehand. If Simon Told Helen was to take the lead, it was going to take a massive effort to run him down. There was a little bit of danger that he'd get into a bumping duel and one of the outside brigade would get across. And all four of those dogs, drawn boxes 5-8, were going to be hard to beat if they led. But look, when he found the front, we knew he was strong. And that middle section, we heard Jason Thompson talk about a little while back on Gareth's show, that middle section of the race is where these races are won. And that middle section was about 2/100ths outside of the record. So it just shows how much ability the greyhound has. And as you said, once he found the front, you're never going to catch him from there.
Bold Trees was a thrilling contest as well. What do you make of the result?
It was somewhat of an upset. Houdini Boy obviously was all the rage going in, and a couple of others were well supported. But Manila Knight, it was a tremendous training effort by Mario Briganti, who's actually best mates with Lucky Karen Sparkle. Excuse me. It was a great training performance, not just to win at Group 1, but the fact that Greyhound pulled up as poorly as he did after his heat is his first 700. He's not a great kennel dog. He's in a late heat on Cup Night. He had a number of things go against him. It was a real effort just for him to take his place in the field. But not only did he take his place in the field, to win the race with that quality around him, established staying Greyhound, his head had coming off the back, he pulled back and held on in what was a pretty good time. He ran 41.60-odd, just his second go over the 700. It's a tremendous effort, and look, Lucky was over the top excited, as you can imagine, but Mario, it was almost a different feel. He was delighted, but there's a lot of satisfaction. The work that he had to put in to get the greyhound at that point was justly rewarded.
A brilliant night last Friday night, and it doesn't stop there. There's big races this weekend. Where are we going for our best of the weekend?
Yeah, so there's a couple of big races coming up. The Dapto Megastar heats are on Thursday night. Simon Told Helen will be heading there. Now, he hasn't seen the track before. It's a surprise nomination, actually, but if I'm being honest, it's not the deepest Group 1 field you'll ever see. He goes around in race 7 at Dapto on Thursday night. He'll go around a very short favourite. It'll be hard to beat in the series. The biggest danger is Flying Ricardo, who is as good a pup going around as we'll see in the country at the moment. He trialled brilliantly last Thursday night and is certainly one to follow over the next 12 months. Flying Ricardo's in race 5 at Dapto. Saturday night we go to Ballarat for the Ballarat Cup Heats. It's always a fantastic race, fantastic series up there. Pirate Pete's the one to keep an eye out for there. He set a track record at his last start, breaking Shimmer Shine's mark around the track. He'll be going around in the heat on Saturday night. A couple of others to keep an eye out for. The kennel maid Zambora Lewin on his secret. Dr. Tucker will be going around. Short Pork Special Talent. It's going to be a really strong series up at Ballarat on Saturday night. We're back racing on Thursday night at Sandown Park, and couple of cup finalists go around the free-for-all there. Tough Kids and Zipping Sullivan go around. It's a pretty hot free-for-all, and they've drawn awkwardly. So our best of the night is going to go race 6, number 3, Webbeck Ace. He won a Group 3 Sir John Dillon on Melbourne Cup night in very, very impressive fashion. He's coming with box 3 in a much weaker field here. I think he's going to be hard to beat. That's race 6, number 3, Webbeck Ace.
Good on you, Mick. Another great weekend of racing ahead of us. Good luck and enjoy it.
Thank you very much.
Mick Floyd joining us there. Time for the 10 o'clock news. Don't go anywhere, though, because it's a big doubleheader Wednesday. We'll have Dean Lester looking at the Twilight meeting at Sandown, and Harry White will be finding us all the winners of the other meeting today, which is, of course, at Echuca.